What's going on, guys? KT, I haven't recorded in a while. I've been busy. Heard a podcast from my buddy Aaron from Anchoritis. He talked about stepping back a little bit. That inspired me. Not to the maximum extent, but it inspired me a little bit. Talked about that probably on Monday. But I'll talk a little bit right now. Stepping back is something that a lot of people have trouble doing. I'll admit, stepping back for me, as I do the United promotion, that's actually the biggest thing for me to learn. Because I'm always somebody who likes to go full speed. I know what I'm doing. I have a plan. Well, actually, I don't really have a foolproof plan, but I have a plan, a vague plan. And go out there and just execute. Execution is my number one setting. Problem is for me, sometimes you just take it to the extent you want to get it done, make sure you crush the project or whatever, and I forget that you got to step back just once in a while. It doesn't have to be all the time. Now, I will say this, though. Stepping back is something that you should not do all the time. This is something that I don't have a problem. I can't just be like, hey, step back all the time. No, I can't do that. That can lead to procrastination, and that's something that I cannot stand. I mean, I feel every time that I get procrastination or I feel it coming on, it's like, no, I got to do something. I don't care what it is. Whether it be check my phone on social media and DM people and get work done, or whether it be a project, or whether it be reading, I don't care what it is. Yard work, that's probably my go-to. I need to get some work done, because procrastination is just another nation that you don't want to be a part of. But another thing we have to talk about, other than procrastination, and I like what he said too, is sometimes that full auditory contact experience with the phone, of the podcast, and the writing of the paper, it's visible. You can see it. You can see the growth and development and metamorphosize it. But it's something that, it's a work in progress. Every day is a work in progress. Every night is a work in progress. Every minute is a work in progress. But if you can handle the work in progress, you can go further and reach your wildest dreams. So I hope that helps. Full Saturday thought. I guess the other thing I want to talk about real quick before I call an episode is the world of sports. And just real quick, why there's some things that I have seen in my sports teams that start to deliver. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a big McLaren fan, F1. MotoGP is Lorenzo. NASCAR is Newman. But I also like the sport in general. What else did I like? Soccer. Baseball, like the Cardinals, we're struggling right now. I don't know if we'll make the play. We got to win out and then hope for some loses. Some Dodgers, lost some Dodgers. Colts football, and then college, I got a lot of teams. And that's about it. Those are my main sports. Oh, basketball, Spurs, and Suns. MLS, I'm starting to get a little bit more into it, believe it or not. I don't have a team. I just watch for fun. Same with hockey. Those two sports, I kind of just watch for fun. I don't need a team. So I'm not the biggest hockey guy. But for me, just the sports in general, the sports world, I'm starting to see some things from the teams and the franchises is, go younger early. You know, I think the old days you could have went younger later. Now you got to go younger early because talent is developing and the school of talent is increasing. So I think that has something to do with just our personal lives, because the talent we incorporate every day is experience. I think I talked about speaking prime last year when I was, you know, a year younger. I'm still not in my speaking prime. I truly don't believe I'm in my speaking prime to where I can be like, yeah, I can rattle thoughts off like, and I don't have to think about it. I think about it still. It's not as much as I used to. I'll admit in a year. But our speaking prime, in my opinion, is 25 to like 30. It's not 19 to 20. It's 25 to 30. That's our speaking prime. The reason why I'll say that is the brain fully develops at 25. That thoughts will really be there. It'll keep growing. It'll emasculate to something great. But I've always been fascinated by the speaking prime and the ethics of it to get going. So There's a few for thought.